This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. What to do when shit doesn't go right. Guys, I think it's really all about perspective. I'm just going to ad lib on this podcast because I want to just get into it with you. I recently started thinking about this idea of how do you measure success? How do you measure experiences? How do you measure what is good and bad and in between? And what I basically came up with is the lower you set your expectations, meaning having none, the more opportunity you are to find happiness. So what I've been thinking a lot about lately is I am extremely critical of myself and I'm very hard on myself. And in a lot of ways, I love that about myself because it keeps me pushing and pushing and pushing and wanting to do the best that I can do. And on the other hand, I am also extremely, I have high expectations or critical of other people around me. And because of that, I get disappointed. So I think that all of us need to take a step back and think about how are we setting our expectations? What does a good day look like? What does a successful thing look like? Right now, I am sitting in an office with four amazing people who are all jamming on work right now in creative flow. And for me, I can either say the success of our day will be dependent on the quality of the work that they produce over the next 6 to 7 to 8 hours, or I can lower my expectations and say, I'm just grateful to have a team that is dedicated, that gets along, that are creative, that are young and vibrant and healthy and want to jam and have hard, high work ethics and want to be a part of this mission that we are creating together. And that in and of itself is cool. I have enough money to pay for the apartment. I have clients that are happy with us. We are doing creative work that we get to do every single day. We are playing the game of entrepreneurship every single day and creating content and adding value and answering your questions and asking you what else you want to learn and then creating more value around that. For me, these are very exciting ways to measure the experiences of the day. And so that I already am having a great day, no matter what happens in the next 6 or 7 hours, and things will come up, people will cancel meetings, clients will say no, things will come up all day long that fires, but at the end of the day, I'm good because my measurement of success is that we are all together jamming and something good will come of this. And even if we don't know what it is, we just know that will happen. So I think that when bad things happen, you have to reassess what it is that about that bad thing happening that makes you so down in the dumps. So if you woke up an hour late today and you got into work an hour late today and your boss yelled at you, instead of saying, oh my God, I'm terrible, my boss yelled at me, I'm irresponsible, think about this. The reason your boss probably yelled at you was because you're valuable. If you were an hour late and no one gave a damn, then you should probably be more worried than if you were an hour late and people got mad at you. Because that means that they need you. And that means that you have value. And that means that your brain is being utilized. And that means that you're adding value to people around you. So I just think that with every situation that we have, you know, then it doesn't have to go so perfect in your mind. Reassess the situation, reassess everything. The fact that you have people around you that want to be around you, the fact that you get to do work that you love, or if you don't do work that you love, the fact that you have the opportunity with the internet, that the lines of borders are blurred because of the internet, and you get to now decide if you spend 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 p.m. on your dream project, if you wake up a little bit earlier, but you get to decide that. You know how many people have literally no other option than to do what they've been told they have to do for survival or for violence or for any other thing that happens to them that is literally out of their control? If you have any sense of control over your life, and I mean 1 to 2 to 3% of sense of control of your life, then you have a choice about how you spend the time and how you measure the success and how you deal with the bad things that happen all day. You know, it was funny. I was giving a talk a couple of days ago at a thing called Brunch Work here in the city in New York, and I was talking about, like, if things go wrong for me, it just means I have to put in another 3, 4, 5 hours a day to get a new client or to get a new speaking engagement. When things go wrong for some people, it means they lose their home. It means they lose their food for the week. It means their families are falling apart. Put things into perspective, please. Last night I was without light in my apartment. I had no electricity, and I slept so bad. And today I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, Brian, you're such a baby. You have one night with no electricity, and you're complaining about how bad you slept and that people live their whole lives without electricity. So really, really take a moment and check your perspective at the door. And the things that are so bad in your life are probably not that bad. And if they are, if you have a sense of control and you have an opportunity to change them, then that in and of itself makes you one of the luckiest humans on the planet. Perspective, my friends. Please keep in mind how lucky we are to even be in this life right now, listening to this, living what we get to in this moment. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.